Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast with Jessica and Kristen.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. This is episode 25, which is, as Kristen and I discussed, sort of a milestone episode that we've made it to episode 25.
Yeah, it's like a quarter life crisis, kind of, right? Like we're still trying to, we've come so far,
yeah,
but we still have a lot to figure out. But we have come a long way, and 25 is a big milestone. It's really exciting.
Yeah, because we didn't really know if we were going to get past like episode one.
No, and even if we did like two or three, I'd be like, oh, well, we did two or three podcasts. That was fun.
See, yeah, exactly. So, episode 25, thanks to everybody who has been listening, giving us feedback, helping us out along the way, subscribing. We've had a lot of great people sort of jump in and help us so far.
Yeah, we've been really lucky. We haven't heard from our producer for a while.
He is on a big European tour, though.
That's true. But it's hard. Okay, so you are in Canada. I'm on the opposite coast of North America. He's a totally different place. Half the time on the road. He has a bunch of different projects. So I don't know how he expects to even produce us. But, I mean, it's like a nice thought. And I'm sure, you know, he will be helpful at some point. But it's really challenging.
When we see him in August, we're gonna have to like pin him down and like bombard him with questions.
Absolutely.
Or he'll avoid us like the plague and be like, whoa, big mistake.
He'll be like, what? I don't remember offering to do that. One of the two. What are you talking about?
So for episode 25 today, we don't have any guests. It's just the two of us. We've got a few things to go over, chat about, a few things that we sort of wanted to discuss. And we'll be back with a guest next week. So for today, you're just stuck with us.
That's right.
And before we get started, just a reminder, we're on iTunes, CastBox, SoundCloud. You can find some of our stuff on YouTube. We are always asking if you have a moment to give us a review on iTunes, because it really helps us out. And share the word about Mabel Syndrome. And as always, we're welcome to feedback and comments, questions.
Yeah.
Who you want to hear from.
We are what's called like grassroots, right? Because we don't spend any money on advertising. We don't spend any money to get like promotional stuff on Facebook. Unless occasionally I'll get in a message from Facebook that says, you have 5 free advertising dollars. And I'm like, okay, let's advertise for free. And so that's the only time really that we've done promotional stuff. But now, as like we talked about in one of our previous podcasts, almost all social media now is like pay to play. So like you have to pay to get at the top of the list. You have to pay to get, you know, in the top of the newsfeed. We don't do any of that. It's all grassroots. It's all word of mouth. So it helps us out a lot if you just kind of tell your friends about Mabel Syndrome and about our podcast and tell them to check it out. That would really be helpful to us.
So I just got back from a really long road trip. I was away for 3 weeks and I had all my Mabel Syndrome business cards with me. And so it was like 1,000 kilometers, 5 ferry rides. I went to like all these different towns and I made a game with my daughter that I would give her business cards. And when we were somewhere, I'd like challenge her to hide it somewhere sneaky that people would find. So we like left them in elevators and tables and in restrooms. We left them all over the place.
Oh, that's a really cute game. I like that.
Yeah, because I'm always embarrassed to like, you know, I'll pin them up on bulletin boards here and there, but so I'd be like, here, take this one. And she'd like really sneakily like shove it somewhere. Like,
yeah.
We were standing in line buying some candy and she like shoved a couple into the chocolate bars.
Oh, that's really cute. I like that.
Yeah, so that's pretty much our advertising budget right there.
Yeah, perfect.
That's it. So you have a really big show coming up.
I do, on Saturday. It's exciting. It's the Rancid / Dropkick Murphys, I think they call it Boston to Berkeley tour.
Very cool.
And they're co-headlining. and Bouncing Souls are playing with them as well. So, of course, right, they're like three amazing bands, so that we'd love to interview any of them. So my first, I bought a ticket way back, not knowing if we were going to be able to get an interview with any of them, but, and also kind of not knowing my summer plans, because I have all these little trips, you know, here and there. But anyway, so I bought a ticket, and I'm planning to go on Saturday, and about, I don't know, a month or so ago, I reached out to Rancid's people and said, hey, you know, what are the odds of getting an interview? Like, we would interview anyone. It doesn't have to be Tim. Like, I and Matt Freeman, I mean, that would be amazing.
Right.
But I've heard that Tim and Matt Freeman do not do interviews. So I had already heard that. And I would love to interview Lars. Like, I think that I've heard interviews with him, and he is an open book, and he has the best stories, and I would love to interview him. So, and even, is it Brandon? That's the new drummer. Is it Brandon or Brendan? I think it's Brandon.
Let's just call him B.
I know. I'm so bad with, like, Brandons and Brendans. But anyways, I was like, yeah, we'd interview him, like, anybody in Rancid. And the response I got back was, Rancid is not doing press at this time. That's the only response that I got. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, okay, so no Rancid. So then I thought, well, Dropkick Murphys, maybe, but not to give too much info, but I've heard that they can be difficult to interview. Like,
AKA, that means scary.
Yeah, me. Well, also, like, they don't give you much time.
Right.
And it's, you know, on their schedule, like, I don't know, like, it's difficult. Like, it's difficult to pinpoint them, or that sometimes, whatever. So I'm like, well, let's go for the Souls, because I love the Bouncing Souls, and they just seem like the nicest, most fun guys, right? So I'm like, let's go for the Bouncing Souls. So I interviewed, emailed their press contact, and I got a response right away, like, yeah, absolutely, that sounds awesome. But they said, we have to check with the guys in the Souls, because there are backstage limitations, so the interview will have to take place far away, and we're not sure what our day is going to look like.
Oh.
So, AKA, what that means is that Rancid and Dropkick are being kind of diva-ish about who has, like, backstage access, or...
Right.
You know, or who has access... I don't know. I made a joke on Instagram that's like, you're not allowed to breathe within 100 yards of Tim Armstrong.
I need Evian water, half full, aerated for 7 hours before I drink it.
Exactly. And no random press girls in the back room.
Tim's such a diva.
I think, yeah. Some people say he's super diva-ish. Some people say... So... I've heard all sorts of funny Tim stories. People say he's, like, the nicest guy on the planet, and I've heard he can be hit or miss. Like, he's either super nice, like, remembers you, and, you know, like, goes out of his way to be down to earth and kind and everything, or he's met you 20 times and shakes your hand and is like, who are you?
Yeah, that's sort of like me. That's pretty, it's hit or miss with me. Just so you know, I could have met you 20 times, and when I have to introduce you to someone, I blank. No idea who you are.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm sort of that way, too. So I can't, we can't hold it against him.
Imagine all the people he's met in his life.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine, like, trying to remember everybody.
Are you going to the show solo?
I'm going to the show solo.
That's your MO. You do it. Like, no big deal.
That's my MO. I was thinking about writing a blog about that, because I was listening to a different podcast, and they were talking about how weird it was for women to go to shows alone, and why that's not cool. And I was like, what? I don't get that at all. I go to shows alone all the time. And I can understand how some women wouldn't want to do that, or would not be comfortable doing that. I totally get it.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love being on my own schedule. I love being able to leave whenever I want to leave.
Yeah.
Get there when I want to get there. Like, I don't... And I see people that I know at the shows, so that's fine. And if I go to do an interview, I don't have to, like, leave my friend alone to go do my interview. Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally. So,
I don't know. So, I totally don't mind going to shows alone. There's a really cool girl named Melinda who lives, I think she lives either in New Hampshire or somewhere in Massachusetts. She lives near me, but I've never met her, but she's a fan of Mabel Syndrome. And she is going to the show.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to meet her there.
Hopefully meet a fellow Mabel Syndrome girl. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm really excited about that. And there's a chance that Jay and Natalia might be going.
There's always a chance. So if there's a show, there's always a chance that Jay's going.
Yeah, but right. It's always like a last minute thing. I'm like, are you going or not? And he never can answer me straight. So, so I will certainly see people that I know there. But I have been doing a shitload of research for the Bouncing Souls, and there's so much good material out there.
That's awesome.
It's not confirmed yet, like I said, because they have to check, you know, to make sure that it's okay that I'm within 100 yards of Tim Armstrong. But we'll see. I'm hoping it works out. Yeah.
I'm excited for you. I hope it works out.
Yeah.
You
just had a big show.
I did. We went to, with a friend of mine, we went and saw Mad Caddies with Sublime with Rome and Offspring. So I wasn't super into going to this show. I wasn't overly excited, but one of my closest friends, she really wanted to go, so I was like, sure, let's go. I've never seen any of those three bands. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually even know the Mad Caddies were opening, and they're an amazing heavy touring ska band, and mm-hmm. I wish I had known that they were opening, because I would have totally tried to get an interview. They were amazing live. Mm-hmm. And then Sublime with Rome. So because there is no what's his name? I can't remember. See, it's big of
Brad?
How big of Bradley.
Bradley.
So Rome is the guy who replaced him. Mm-hmm. And he was fucking amazing. He was so good. Yeah, I mean, it's like one of those kind of shows where you know the words to every song. The whole crowd is singing. Like, totally good vibe. But this kid, he seemed really young. Now, I don't know if this is the legit story. I probably should have Googled this before I started talking about it. But I think it goes that he was on YouTube just, like, playing all these covers of Sublime songs. And the band sort of was like, hey, we want you. And now he's fronting Sublime. But his voice was amazing. He was really, really good. And he looked like he was, like, living his dream on stage. He was having so much fun.
Oh, that's so cool.
So that part was super cool.
I like Sublime. Like, I know some people don't, or I don't know, for whatever reason. I know it's not, like, punk rock, but, like, Sublime is such... 40 Ounce of Freedom and then the self-titled album are, like, soundtracks to my 20s surfing days.
Totally.
And still, like, when it's a summer beach day, and I still surf occasionally, it's like what I want to hear before I go surfing.
Yeah, and it's feel good, happy sing along music, right?
It's really fun. I like them.
And then Offspring,
but really only those two albums. I haven't listened to anything since, so I should check out Mr. Rome.
Yeah, I think if you just go on YouTube and check him out, it's pretty awesome. I really liked listening to him. And then Offspring came on, and they were really loud. they were really good.
Do you wear earplugs to shows?
It depends. I've always been really against it. Yeah. Just because I don't like the muffled noise. But I really fucking hate going to bed that night with my ears ringing. It's like anxiety inducing for me. Mm-hmm. So, there has been times where I'll like go to the bathroom and like shove toilet paper in my ear. But for the most part, I don't. I could have.
So I was the same. I was against it. I was like, no way. Who needs earplugs?
Yeah.
What? That's not punk rock. I don't know. I'm just kind of silly about it. And but lately, everybody has been saying like, oh, put your earplugs in. Let's get our earplugs in. Like, I know all artists wear them, and I'm like, and then I went to a show just recently. And my ears were ringing for 2 days after.
Yeah, see, that sucks.
And I was like, fuck, I'm, like, hurting something, you know, like, long term.
Yeah.
So I just found, they have earplugs now that you can buy that aren't that expensive, that are supposed to heighten the sound quality So, like, their music earplugs. Cool. So they're not just, like, the ones you buy at the CVS for, you know, snoring or whatever, but they're, like, actual music concert-going earplugs.
If anybody on Instagram, like, when they hear this podcast, if anybody knows those, let us know, because...
Well, so I bought a pair.
Oh, okay, so Kristen, let me know.
But here's the problem. So, and they weren't that expensive. They were maybe, like, $10, right?
Okay,
like... I'll buy a pair, whatever, I'm going to use them over and over again, right? The problem was I put them in my pocket at the end of the night and then washed those shorts. And now I can only find one.
Oh, man.
So my great idea of, like, splurging $10 to buy awesome earplugs has backfired.
All right.
So.
We'll have to invest. If you,
exactly. It's an investment, but at the end of the night, don't just stick them in your pants pocket. Like, actually put them back.
Into a carrying case.
There, and it comes with a carrying case,
too. Bring your carrying case to the punk rock show.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, yeah.
Anyways, sorry I interrupted.
That's okay. No. Offspring came out. They were good. They played all their top 40 style hits. They played all their old school hits. The 90s stuff was, the early 90s stuff was, like, really fun to sing along and hear. Crossed it off my bucket list. I probably won't go see them ever again. I will say, though, that Dexter Holland, lead singer of Offspring, his voice is so fucking powerful live, and it was so good sounding. I was almost questioning if he was singing along to a track.
Oh, wow.
Because, I don't know, that maybe that's just my assumption, but that's how good he sounded live.
Wow.
And, like, not good, like, I love his voice and I love what he's doing, because I'm not that huge of a fan, but it was, like, when he started singing, I was like, wow, he's been doing this for a long time and he sounds really fucking good. So, right. Wow. So yeah, good parts of all of it. Yeah, it was... It was fun. It was fun. You know what else was funny about this show is it was really good people watching for the Sublime crowd, because there was some really fucked up people.
Yeah.
Like, there was some, like, crazy fucked up, like, stoner hippies. Like, you could see them tweaking out so bad, but they were, like, having a good time. So, yeah. There was a lot of people I was watching going, I'm so glad I'm not that person right now. Mm-hmm. And can I go back to the hotel room and eat chips?
Right.
So
did you get drunk?
Nope. Drank a couple beers beforehand. It was really, really, really hot, so there was a lot of water. And then chips and ketchup chips in bed with a Corona after the show, and that was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome. Ketchup chips. Did you hear that segue?
Oh, awesome.
That was good, an unintentional segue. Okay, so this
nicely
is yours.
Done.
So Kristen has something to do.
Yeah. I've had these ketchup chips sitting in my bottom, like, bedside table drawer for months now.
Ketchup chips next to your vibrator.
They never go bad. So you had told me that ketchup chips are a Canadian thing. And I know, like, you guys put ketchup on your Kraft dinner, which we do not do. First of all, I have to explain to Americans that Kraft dinner is macaroni and cheese.
Right.
Because when you first said that, I was like, what the fuck is Kraft dinner? I don't even know.
Do you guys just call it macaroni and cheese? All the brands?
All the brands are macaroni and cheese. The default is Kraft.
Right.
So you'd have to say, like, Velveeta macaroni and cheese.
See, because we have...
if it was something else. Or Annie's macaroni and cheese.
Okay, because that's what we call it. It's like, are we having Kraft dinner tonight? Or, hey, Marlo, do you want to have Annie's tonight? Like, that's what
funny.
We call it.
Do you want to have Annie's or Kraft?
That's totally what we say.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we would say Annie's macaroni and cheese or macaroni and cheese.
See, to me, when you say macaroni and cheese, it sounds like gourmet. To me, like, Kraft dinner is Kraft dinner comes from a box. Annie's comes from a box. Macaroni and cheese has, like, chorizo sausage and, like, crispy cheese on the top, and comes with, you know, like, some garlic bread or something.
Kraft dinner for you is macaroni and cheese, with ketchup on top. And it's like you Canadians love your ketchup or something. I don't know. You guys are like obsessed with your ketchup. So you also have these ketchup chips that we don't get in America that I don't know if they're good or not. But so anyway, Sal, our friend Sal, went to Vermont and got me a sip of sunshine. And then he also went to Montreal and picked up ketchup chips because he had heard on our podcast that I had never tried them before. And to me, actually, they actually sound disgusting. Like
they're delicious. They're delicious.
I'm going to take your word for it. I'm going to try them right now.
Because you like all dress chips.
I do. I really like all dress.
This is, but they're
all
similar.
All dress is more like barbecue. I love barbecue chips.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm smelling them. They smell like barbecue chips.
Right, see?
Okay. How am I going to do this without making like a giant crunching sound?
It's going to be crunchy. In our mic.
I'm going to try.
Everybody out there who like doesn't like food eating noises will just have to plug their ears.
Oh, God, yuck. Oh, God, yuck. Oh. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No. Okay. Oh, I have to take a drink. No, they taste like SpaghettiOs. That was that. They are SpaghettiOs.
Oh my God, the first time that I ever had the munchies, I ate ketchup chips dipped in SpaghettiOs.
See?
Yeah, it works. You didn't like them.
No, they're gross, dude. I mean, okay, damn it. It's not as bad as a Caesar.
Right.
I would put a Caesar with clam juice way, way below these.
Oh, wow, okay.
But I would not choose to eat them, and my first thought is that I'm crunching SpaghettiOs.
See, that's also sounds delicious to me.
No, SpaghettiOs are warm and hot. I love SpaghettiOs, but they're like warm and soothing and they're not crunchy.
We also don't really I don't think we have SpaghettiOs. We have like Alfaghetti or Zoodles.
We don't have those. But you know what I'm talking about with SpaghettiOs?
Yeah, Alfaghetti is just like letter shapes.
Okay.
And Zoodles are like animal shapes. Bleh, but
bleh, I gotta get this taste out of my mouth.
Okay. Well, good for you for trying.
I'm sorry. So now there's two Canadian things I don't like. What am I going to make you try
that's American? I like everything.
I know.
I've never met a potato chip I didn't like.
I know.
So my ass is the size it is.
Stop. I got to think of something that...
Okay, we got to figure that out. Again, if you're listening to this, comment on our Instagram and what American things do I need to try while I'm down there.
Yeah. Do you like vinegar?
Love vinegar.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I don't know. We'll think of something.
Okay. So today is also, we're recording this on July 31st. Tomorrow's August 1st. So today is the anniversary of Tony Sly's passing. So it's been 5 years. And anybody who is in our music scene, it's on Instagram and Facebook and all over the punk rock, you know, online magazines and everything. So, I don't know. I just wanted to bring it up.
Yeah.
That's all. Acknowledge it.
Yeah. It's super sad.
Yeah. So, I've got a few friends that always are pretty heavily saddened today. Like, you know, I've never had a musician that I really, really am like obsessed with, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pass away. So Tony, like but again, No Use for a Name was always playing in the background. It was always part of my younger soundtrack, nostalgic kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the tribute music, I will say, that came out, there was a lot of bands that did tribute songs. Mm-hmm. I know like the Flatliners did stuff, Joey Cape did stuff, NoFX. There's quite a few bands that released covers and kind of tribute songs, and I love listening to that stuff. Yeah. That's all really good too. So
well, and I don't know. There's some joke about your love of recent NoFX, but on people seem to enjoy that. But anyways, on their actual recent album, there is a song about Tony Sly, and it's really powerful to hear Mike talk about him. And I saw NoFX, of a NoFX show before the album, right before the album came out, and they were singing a couple songs on the album, and one of them was the Tony Sly song, which I'm blanking on what the name of it is. I guess just like,
I'm So Sorry, Tony. Is
yeah,
that what
exactly. I'm So
That's
Sorry,
That's what it
Tony.
Is, right?
Yep. So I first heard that song live in concert and hearing Mike sing it, and there's a line in the song about how he, you know, there's no pictures of him with Tony because you don't really take pictures of yourself with your best friend. And
right.
This was, and, you know, and they were friends before everyone's taking a million pictures of everything and selfies and Instagram and
yeah.
all that shit. So Mike really does not have many pictures of him with his best friend. And he's even made a call out to people. Like, if you have pictures of me and Tony together, please send them to me because I do not have pictures. And that
right.
just breaks my heart, you know?
Yeah. That would be a powerful one to see live, for sure.
To hear Mike
sing
that
like,
song.
Yeah, but because it's always like, you know, you see this like tough, kind of badass, crazy, you know, Fat Mike.
Yep.
And then to have him do something kind of serious and emotional like that. It's like when you see your dad cry for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, or like, I remember seeing my grandpa cry once, and I was like, holy fuck, what is happening?
Yeah,
you know?
And
like,
it changed the whole...
It's an intense thing.
It changed the whole tone of the show,
yeah.
But only for that song.
Right.
And then it goes right.
right
back to, like...
Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, it was,
so,
it was interesting.
So, yeah, we wanted to just give a shout out, bring that up. We know we have a lot of friends that this day sort of is a heavy day for them, and
yeah.
Tony Sly is on repeat for a lot of people today. So
you know what's so crazy is the fact that Mike, Joey Cape, and Tony Sly all had daughters at the same time. And those,
do they all have daughters the same age?
Yeah, and they're Jeez. All really close. And I follow Tony's wife on Facebook and Instagram and
yeah.
all that stuff, and she'll post pictures of the girls. And sometimes, like when Fat Wreck just did their 25th anniversary tour, and they were all out in Japan, I think, like, and Joey talked about this when I interviewed him a little bit, like, his daughter was there, Mike, Darla was there, Mike's daughter, and Tony's
yeah.
daughters were there. And it's just so powerful to see these, you know, these three best friends all had daughters at the same time that are still really close and growing up together. And
that's cool.
It's so cool. Like, that's
yeah.
so
with
fucking
a,
cool.
With, it's cool and, like, a note of sadness. It's
yeah.
crazy, yeah. So, while
oh,
you were just talking
of
about
NoFX.
This, exactly. I was just going to say. So, big announcement this week. NoFX and their Punk and Drublick festival tour
so
that they've just announced.
I have a funny couple notes about that. When we were interviewing Beer Punks about it, right? So we, you know, we had been following Justin, who runs the Beer Punks Instagram account. And I was like, beer, punk rock, like, we love both of those things. Let's get him on the podcast. So we got him on the podcast, and he happened to be at his friend Cameron's house. And he was like, can Cameron join in on the podcast episode? And we were like, absolutely. And then Cameron starts talking about this big festival that he's partnering with Fat Mike on. And, you know, he's like, we're going to have, like, big name bands, and it's going to be a craft beer fest and blah, blah, blah. And I have to admit, I have to publicly apologize to Cameron, because I was like, that sounds way too good to be true. That
right?
guy must be full of shit. Like, I honestly did not believe him when he was talking about it. I was like, oh, that sounds cool, Cameron. Like, I didn't know who this dude was. He literally just popped onto our podcast. I had
yeah.
never heard of him before. And he says he's doing a craft beer music festival with Fat Mike with the biggest bands in punk rock. And
it sounded sort of fake.
It sounded sort of fake. And I was
yeah.
like, oh, okay, that sounds great, dude. Yeah, like, good luck with that. And then
I also got really drunk during that podcast.
Then when I saw Les and Jake recently, too, I even asked the band. I was like, so I heard about this, like, Punk and Drublick thing. Are you guys going to be in on that? And I know there's things, like, bands can't really tell people. Like, everything's, like, super on the down low before it gets announced and whatever, right? But they, at that time, were like, no, I don't think so. And then, so I was like, okay, I don't know. I just didn't think it was going to happen. And then all of a sudden this announcement came out, and I was like, holy fuck, it's happening. And Less Than Jake's on it, and Bad Religion, and NoFX. Like, it was it blew my mind. And the first show is going to be in my hometown of Tacoma. And I'm going. Like, I've already booked my tickets, my hotel. I have a friend that I can stay with if I need to. Like, I've talked to a bunch of people. Like, so I'm there. I'm going.
It's really exciting.
Yeah,
it's really
and
exciting.
I'm really, really, really hoping you can come down for it. I know, like, it's the worst time of year for me and for you.
Yeah.
And I'm literally just going Friday to Monday.
Yeah.
Which is a long fucking way to fly for 2 days, but I don't care.
Like, it's a pretty big bucket list festival with these
exactly.
bands. So.
And I don't know, again, like poor Cameron and Justin, but I'm like, I've talked to them since and they're like, yeah, you have access. Like, we'll hook you up with tickets. Like, you know, they kind of promise all this stuff. And I'm like hoping, you know, that they will hook us up a little bit. And
I hope so too.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I'm so glad you bought your ticket. I'm up in the air, but I'm crossing my fingers.
Yeah. I know.
So,
I really, really hope you can.
That's
how far is that Tacoma from you?
I don't know, like 6 hours. Mm. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's people from here going already.
Right.
So, so it's doable.
It is.
Maybe it's doable.
Yeah.
So they're doing shows in Tacoma, Boise, Idaho, Concord, California, Sacramento, California, and then so far the final date is October 28th and it's in Huntington Beach, California. Mm-hmm. So, so those are the 5 dates. I don't know if they'll announce more, but right now it's just those 5. So I think tickets have only gone on sale for the first two dates, haven't they?
Yeah, I did see something about that.
Yeah,
so tickets were on sale for Tacoma and Boise.
Yeah.
And people should listen to that episode of the podcast. I think it was episode 17, and we get a lot of inside scoop about that festival and the making of, so you should check it out.
Yeah.
Get your tickets soon because I did also hear from Justin that tickets are flying away. So
yeah, it's going to sell out. It'll absolutely sell out. And this is going to be one that people are going to be selling their tickets for like stupid amounts.
Yeah. I almost thought about getting several tickets for that.
for that
and then
reason.
It would like fund my trip, but I didn't. I didn't want to be a dick. So
well, good job not being a dick.
Thanks.
You're
I
welcome.
Try hard.
So one more thing, another thing that we had that we wanted to talk about, we just did a post about on our Instagram this week, Red City Radio, about the band Red City Radio. I have recently really got into them. They were I've been hearing about them for quite a long time, but I had a friend recently say like, hey, you really need to check them out. So on my recent road trip, I had got a bunch of their music and I listened to it and I'm kind of addicted. So I made a post on Instagram just about them, and we've had quite a few people messaging and commenting saying, yes, get them on the podcast. So we are definitely working on that.
Yeah, so I just saw them with Bomb Pops. And because I was hanging with Bomb Pops, I had a couple little conversations with Garrett, who is the singer, and he is a super, super nice guy, like really down to earth and really sweet. And I enjoyed seeing them. I don't know why I had heard of them, but I had never really listened to them before. And so watching them play with the Bomb Pops was phenomenal. They're really amazing live.
That's awesome. So,
yeah.
So everybody who's listening, comment on our Instagram, tag Red City Radio and be like, we want you on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just while you mentioned the Bomb Pops, Bomb Pops have a video coming out this week from Fat Wreck for their song Be Sweet, which we really, really like. We've talked about it on previous podcasts, episode number 1 when we had the Bomb Pops. We talked about that song.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody keep an eye out for the Bomb Pops new video from Fat Wreck for their song Be Sweet that's coming out this week. Because
yeah,
we love the Bomb Pops.
Such
and
a great
song. So
I sing that song in my head all the time.
Aw.
Yeah.
You're so cute.
And I don't even think we've talked about being in the Bad Cop, Bad Cop video.
Oh, right. Our 4 seconds of fame. I think you got 8 seconds.
I think I got 4 and you got 2.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So Bad Cop, Bad Cop sent us a message. The girl saying, like, we're doing this video. Do you guys want to be in it? And Kristen and I both kind of freaked out.
Yeah.
And
after I got done jumping on my bed, I calmed down and said, yes, absolutely.
Right? Yep. But it's funny because I would never choose to be in a music video, but because Bad Cop asked us, there was no way that I was going to say no.
No. I have to say it was like the two most stressful days of my life because she's like, do you want to be in a music video? And you have to get the material to us by Wednesday. And yeah. This was on Monday. And I was like, yes. And what the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah.
And it was a really hard song to memorize. Yeah. She's like, here's the song, here's the lyrics. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? This, like, it's an amazing song, but the lyrics are complicated and hard to memorize for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I going to do? And I must have taken 200 videos of myself. And
same.
I was like, nope, that's ugly. Nope, I look stupid. Nope, I didn't get the words right. No, like, so there's 199 outtakes.
Pretty much.
For the 4 seconds that I
sent
them.
And it's funny because by the time I got to the take that I sent into them, I was just like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to send it in. I'm just sending it in.
Yeah.
But it turned out really awesome, and I feel super honored that we even got asked. So
honored. So yeah. Amazing. I will never be asked to be in a music video again. Like, that's a once in a lifetime thing.
I don't know. Snoop Dogg might call us.
Yeah, he's really beaten down my door, but I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure if I want to do that.
He wants me to wear a one piece, and I'm like, bikini only.
Yeah. Oh, so Snoop, gotta love Snoop.
So yeah, that's today. That's our.
Yeah. Wait, we were gonna do some fun Spitfire questions.
Okay.
So let's end with those. So Jessica had. Oh, wait, it wasn't even your idea to begin with, right? It was... Was it Mark's idea?
Yeah. So Mark is one of our buddies. He listens to every episode. We know that he's not lying because he tells us stuff about the episodes that we forget.
Yep.
So we know he's not lying. which I assume most people are for some reason.
Yeah, me too.
But anyway... He always gives us feedback, episodes he likes, doesn't like, what works, and he, our producer, said that we need to start doing segments, like, same little segments per show. Do I sound terrible? I have a cold, I'm sorry.
No, you've been doing okay. Well.
So, Mark suggested that we do, like, rapid-fire questions as a segment on every show with our guests, but we don't have a guest today, so we were just gonna pull up some rapid-fire questions and ask each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're gonna do. Do you want to go first and ask me, or should I ask you first?
Why don't you ask me first? Because okay. I'm kind of nervous. I'm so bad at these. Like I told you this before, but I come up with the wrong answer. Like, I literally will just spit something out of my mouth that is the wrong answer, and I will think back, and I'll be like, that's not even the right answer. Like.
But what can happen is that if you say a lot of wrong answers,
yeah.
We just have material for the next episode where you can correct yourself.
That's true. I can be like, wait, okay. When I said Doritos was my favorite chips, that is not the answer. It is actually barbecue. And yeah, so I can like go, I can like correct myself later.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. So some of these that I have are just like, I'm going to say one word. You just say one word back.
Oh, like a free association sort of deal?
Yeah. Free association.
Okay.
All right. Rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Rapid fire. Take one.
Okay.
Episode 25.
Yes.
This is history right here.
That's true.
Okay. Last person you touched. Last person you touched.
Oh, my kid. Easily.
Politics.
Democrat.
Oh. Tell me how far away you live from me.
Oh my God. 10,000 miles?
Wet or dry?
Always wet.
Cold or hot?
Hot.
Dog or cat?
Dog.
Red or blue?
Blue.
Where were you 2 years ago?
Where was I 2 years ago? In the exact same fucking place.
I don't like know. Your job?
Huh?
Like your job?
Do I like my job? I love my job. I hate working.
Bed size.
Bed size? Books.
Bed size.
Oh. They said bedside. Bed size king. To myself.
Jealous. Have you ever been in a car accident?
Yes.
Favorite color?
Blue.
Submissive or dominant? Only one. Just say one.
Submissive.
Hard or soft?
Soft.
Do you have any pets?
Yes, I have one cat, one dog, one fish.
Naked?
No.
What annoys you?
Being naked. No. What annoys me a lot? What's the word I'm looking for? Unreliability.
Oh, God, how are we partners? Stairs.
Stairs?
Yeah, it's just one word.
Stairs? Yes. Yes, I have legs and I can still take the stairs. I don't know. That's how I interpret that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
My questions for you are more than one word. Where the fuck are you getting these?
What time did you go to bed last night?
Last night was super early, like 9.
Oh, my God. That's late for me. One item you can't live without.
My phone, what? Which sucks.
Yeah, I know. Last person you ate dinner with?
My husband last night.
Tacos or burritos?
Burritos.
Oh, okay. That's all I got.
Okay. My rapid-fire questions for you are like, maybe I need a different list.
No, because I'm using the same list as you. I just went all the way down.
I
scrolled down. So you start at the top or that section.
Okay, let me get back to that. No, I
gotta... Do you think anybody's still listening?
They're like, who fucking cares?
Yeah. People.
Okay. Rapid fire to Jessica, take one. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Who is your favorite superhero?
She-Ra.
Who do you admire the most?
My mom.
Favorite summer activity?
First thing that came to my head, sleeping.
Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Vanilla.
Morning or a night person?
Morning.
One thing that annoys you the most?
I think it's cool that we both can't think of something like right off the top of our heads. I know, right? Punctuality when people are late.
Okay. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you want to go?
Anxiety-free?
Anxiety-free location? Yeah.
Greece.
Describe yourself in 3 words.
3 words. Loving, emotional, and mom.
What's one of your quirks?
Oh my God, one?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have this thing where I feel like when you open your cupboard and all your glasses are in there, I often feel like I have to take a glass from the back of the cupboard because I feel like the ones from the front of the cupboard get used too much. And hypothetically, if the glasses had feelings, I feel bad that the glasses in the back would feel bad that they don't get used. So I rotate.
Oh, see, I totally get that. Yeah, I like that. First thing you do when you get up in the morning?
Pee.
If you could buy yourself any gift, what would you buy for yourself?
Ooh, a really amazing high quality stereo system with an amazing record player and surround sound.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's good. Those are good. Yours are better. Okay, I'm going to do better next time. And I think we both will do better when we have a guest.
Yeah.
But that was the first time. We always suck our first time at doing stuff.
That's true. But
except for people love our first episode.
I know. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, so with the rapid fire, there's one of two ways to go, right? There's kind of like the free association, like you say a word and you say the first word that comes to mind, or there's a, like slightly deeper questions that you just have to come up with quickly.
Right.
So there's kind of two ways.
Maybe we need 5 and 5.
Hmm?
Maybe we need to do 5 and 5.
Oh, that's like, a good idea.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like even it out? Okay.
Okay.
So, oh, the other thing, once again, putting it out to our listeners, if anybody has any ideas that they think would be a cool segment to do on our episodes, let us know, because, you know, the more input we get from people listening, the better, so.
Absolutely.
Just don't comment on how we look, because we hate that.
That's so stupid.
It is.
What song should we have for the end?
Do
we do the So Sorry, Tony?
I think so. I think that's got to be it.
Okay.
It's got to be, just because I think it's a, it's an important day. Even though we're playing this tomorrow, we're recording today. So I think that needs to be it.
Okay. Got it.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Episode 25. In the books.
Yeah.
High five, lady.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm going to see you in, like, in person. I'll see you in, like, 17 days?
It's, yeah. I'm so 15 excited.
Days? It's crazy.
I can't do the math. I don't know.
It's soon.
31 minus 16, carry the 1. I don't know.
Jesus. I'll see you soon. Okay, yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Just touch you, they would punch you in the eye. It doesn't happen a lot when everybody has the same thought, he wasn't supposed to die. So let's clink our beers and give 3 cheers for Tony Sly. I never heard a bad word about him, I never heard a bad melody. His dying isn't tragic, it's a fucking catastrophe. I lost my parents and so many friends, I chuck in C'est la vie. It's nothing like losing my friend Tony. Sometimes on weekends when our kids hang out together, Kira tells Darla that her dad's songs are better. And I think she's sad, cause her mom, she hopes her dad will be coming home, cause he told her that 3 years ago on the phone. Tony, you make me see myself in a way.
Trains to planes.
Thank you. We're not-